Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm talking with Fraser mission partner Louise Cardoso, who is planting a church in Glasgow, Scotland. And each day, I'll be asking him a question so we can get to know him a little better and learn about his ministry. Okay, today's question is, what lesson in your spiritual life would you say you learned the hard way?
For me, was the lesson Jesus plus nothing. Jesus is all that I need. And why I'm saying that is because for so long, I thought the hardest part of a Christian life would be to give up something. And I planted churches before. I was part of the Methodist Church in Britain. And I remember that when God led us to leave here in the UK, we had to transition out, to leave the church, to join the Free Methodist Church. And we had planted a church. We had a church of 200 people, and that was very hard. I thought it was one of the hardest things I ever done. In Brazil, we planted a church, and when God called us to the UK, we had around 2,000 people in that local church, and we had planted 10 other churches. And that was hard because that was a dream that was happening. These two moments, things were happening, and we were following the guidance of God. But then, just recently, I was here in Scotland, following the will of the Lord and the guidance of God, but I was feeling fruitless. And I was feeling like nothing is happening. I was the whole day praying. I was working because I work full time. I was getting home 8, 9 o'clock in the evening, trying to meet people. Some days I went to the supermarket that is 24 hours with Danny just to walk around to see if we could meet someone. And I remember I came home and I cried my eyes out and I said, Lord, I've never felt so fruitless in my life. I moved before when you asked me from Brazil to the UK. I moved to the Free Methodist Church to be faithful to your word, but nothing compared to the feeling of emptiness and fruitless season that I was in, that I'm in. And then God said that to me. And for me, this is the biggest lesson I ever received from God. God told me this, Louis, am I enough? Am I enough for you? And on that moment, I knew exactly what he was saying. I knew that he was saying, Louis, what if you never have what you dream? What if you never achieve that amazing picture that you want to have of your church? What if you can never justify why you moved to Glasgow? Why, if you never have all these things, will I be enough? Will you stay focused on me and loving me and obedient to me? Or will you need something else? And I learned on that day that, yes, God is enough. But I need to keep be aware of my heart and putting my heart on his hands every day and say, God, help me. I don't want anything else. I don't want anything that will cost me your presence, God. I don't want anything that will keep me distracted from you. I don't want anything that will take away my devotion to you, God. I want you and be faithful to you and then glorify you with many fruits, but the fruits that you want me to produce, that I will never, ever go away. And that is the biggest lesson. And that's what I would ask everyone that is listening today. Is God enough? Or do we need that promotion? Is God enough? Or we need that Instagram picture with everybody liking? Is God enough? Or we need people approving and saying, well done, that's so awesome. Because if he's enough, let's delight in the Lord. Let's rejoice on his presence. And this joy is eternal, incomparable, and fruitful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. That's a real challenging word, I'll say, for me personally, and something I'll be meditating on. And I just encourage everyone to be asking that question of themselves throughout their day today and throughout really our whole spiritual walk.